I know that it's God's greatest desire to know you and I intimately. And we have a choice right now to believe that Christ died for us, and it's all because God loves us. The great thing about it is that God is gracious, and you know, He didn't send His Son Jesus Christ into the world to condemn the world, but that through Him the world might be saved. If we would believe in Jesus Christ, then we shall not perish, but we will have everlasting life. And you see, there's coming a day where each man will have to give an account to God for the life in which he lived here on earth. The Bible tells us in Matthew 24:36 that no one knows the day or the hour when these things will happen. It also tells us in verse 42, so you too must keep watch, for you do not know what day your Lord is coming. We need to understand, if a homeowner knew exactly when a burglar was coming, he would keep watch and not permit his house to be broken into. You also must be ready all the time, for the Son of Man will come when least expected. As you just continue to listen to the words in which the Holy Spirit inspired me to write, I pray that you will realize it's not too late right now to accept the love of Christ and to allow Him to be the Lord of your life and to be your personal Savior all the days that you have left to live on earth. It's never too late to be purified, cleansed, and washed clean from all your sin. It's never too late to open up your heart and let Christ come dwell within. It's never too late to join the family of God and be a part of heaven's feast, but it will be too late if you have rejected the one known as the Prince of Peace. It's never too late to trust God with your soul, because the battle for it has been won. It's never too late to humble yourself and say sorry for all the wrong you have done. It's never too late to break your pride and let the Holy Spirit renew your mind, but it will be too late if you do not repent and keep living spiritually blind. It's never too late to get yourself back into the church. It's never too late to let go of offenses and of many painful hurts. It's never too late to take responsibility for life and do what you have to do, but it will be too late if you don't forgive others as Christ forgave you. It's never too late to give God the desires of your heart. It's never too late to acknowledge that God has set you apart. It's never too late to, in God's kingdom, be seen as a winner, but it will be too late if you harden your heart and not admit you're a sinner. It's never too late to read God's word and pray every single day. It's never too late to allow God to have your life in every single way. It's never too late to let God hear your heart's cry, but it will be too late if today you do not and tomorrow you die. It's never too late to hear the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's never too late to believe that He is the way, the truth, and the life. It's never too late to accept His loving grace and to make right. But it will be too late if you say you'll do it tomorrow and He comes back tonight. So don't think that when you're dead and standing at heaven's beautiful gate that you will be let into God's presence, because by then it will be too late. For while on earth you rejected the Lord Jesus and lived for your own sinful desires, and so because of God's justice you'll be cut off from His glory and thrown into hell's flaming fires forever. However, if while on earth you gave your heart to the Lord and His purposes you achieved, you will be seated at heaven's banquet, for it was in Jesus you believed. A reward will be placed on your head and a crown will be received. You will be told, well done, my good and faithful servant, with you I am well pleased. And so it shall be that you will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. And so if it is God's desire that none of us should perish, then let us live out Hebrews 4:16. It says, "So let us come boldly to the throne room of our gracious God. There we will receive His mercy, and we will find grace to help us when we need it most."
Jesus, I've forgotten the words that You have spoken. Promises that burn within my heart have now grown dim. With a doubting heart I follow the paths of earthly wisdom. Forgive me for my unbelief, renew the fire again. Lord, have mercy, Christ, have mercy, Lord.
Like a beacon in the night.